I am Nick Vicious and Nicole Lee.
I'm Mishy Gangster and I'm Monica Hymus.
I am Trigger and Kelsey Hathcock.
Awesome. Well, it's so good to have you guys here today. So one of the things we didn't get to chat about when I came to practice the other night was the Junior League. And so I wanted to know a little bit about how that started.
So I'm Nick Vicious, and when I had gone to Walmart one day and I had a junior fan that came and was so excited and had recognized me from BBSD. And she asked when we were going to start a junior league because she really wanted to play, and there was nothing around here that was kind of equivalent to football or something of that matter. You know, everything for girls was kind of, light, I would say.
Lighthearted.
Yeah, in sports. And so then I thought about doing a junior league, and also it would help them as well as BBSD in the future, but mostly for the girls to kind of associate with other girls that felt that way as well, because sometimes we have girls sports at school like cheerleading and basketball and volleyball, and some girls don't fit into those categories, so they kind of want something a little bit different, a little alternative. So it was something to give them somewhere to go.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. What age groups is the Junior League?
Our Junior League starts at 4. It has to be like a kind of mature 4 to 17.
Okay, I gotcha. So are there like several separate teams then?
Yes, we have. So we have two teams with them. We have the Falcons, which is 4 to 7. And then we have the Bombers, which is 7 to 17. So the 4 to 7 year olds, the Falcons, they really don't play very many games because there's not a lot of teams that have that age. It's really just to kind of teach them how to skate, to teach them the fundamentals of derby. Every now and then, like, we have one or two that can kind of get into a game if we have other teams that have littles too, so we just have to kind of make a jam that is for that specific player.
That's so cute. Like, I've over by my old house, I lived by the soccer fields, and there were like these little kids playing soccer that were so tiny, and it just made me laugh because, you know, they're so young and they're just like kicking the ball back and forth on the field, and there's like no direction at all. And I'm like sort of picturing that on skates. Like,
that's just pretty much how it is.
Just in the beginning, obviously, I'm sure they develop pretty quickly. But what about roller derby? Do you think sort of sets it apart from other female-centric sports or female sports in general, just soccer, cheerleading, whatever it might be?
I was a cheerleader when I grew in high school. You played softball?
I played softball.
And you, did you play any sports?
I played nothing.
No.
When I was at practice, I think I heard volleyball, soccer. Yeah. Those were like common ones.
Yeah. And so it's, I kind of felt sometimes that I didn't belong because I don't want to stereotype it because there's all different types, because like I said, I wasn't the makeup type or the hair type, you know, to put my hair up, or, you know, I didn't dress cute when I went to school. I just like threw on clothes, but it's still somewhat in some schools or some places like a stereotype. And, you know, if you are the alternative type or the sporty type and you want to hit people or you want to do like aggressive sports, then they don't have a lot of that for girls. Now they're starting to, but I think junior derby is kind of more of a positive team aggressive sport for young girls too. And we also work a lot on self-confidence, and you know, you can be strong and you can still be positive, and you know,
it seems like you guys do that in the adult league as well.
Mm-hmm.
I could sense that a lot at practice, like during the meetup afterward, it was all about being positive and not being hard on yourself. So it's cool to see how that translates from like the junior to the adult league.
Yeah, definitely.
I also think the biggest part in roller derby that's unique is the word diversity, because there's so many different walks of life that enter into any team or even join as volunteers or NSOs, and it's like a melting pot. and everybody takes everybody for who they are and what it is that they believe in, and they just go with the flow. And it's like when you hit the track or you're at practice or you see them at Walmart or Target, they're just your people, you know? So I think diverse is a great word for not only the adult league, but teaching the next generation of roller derby that that is what matters, because of the way culture is moving. It's like you have to scream diversity and love and acceptance. And with the juniors, I know they talk about it all the time. And with the adults, we're sort of in this wave where, because of the community that we're in is so diverse, we try to stay away from the politics, away from, you know, anything that could be drama oriented or negative effect on even somebody in our league, and just keep positivity moving so that it helps people within their daily lives, you know.